Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. The Nationals leader says the time for talk is over, with action needed to keep women safe from domestic violence. It comes after thousands of people marched in the What Were You Wearing rallies over the weekend, calling for immediate action following the deaths of a number of women allegedly killed by men. David Littleproud says funding was announced to get people on the ground, but women haven't seen any of it.
The needs of regional Australia is different to that in the cities, and we need to empower local communities. And you saw the local communities right across this country that were empowered over the weekend, and that is where the money should be spent.
An emergency cabinet meeting will be held on Wednesday in a bid to address the issue. It comes as Voice for Victims prepare another rally tomorrow. They'll gather in Brisbane and march to Parliament House, demanding the state government do more to crack down on youth crime. Member for Toowoomba South, David Janetsky, reported those aged between 10 and 17 years have committed more than 10,000 crimes in town over the past 5 years. After nearly 3 weeks, the Queensland Parliament's petition aiming to protect the Great Artesian Basin will close today. The petition is challenging Glencore's application to pump carbon emissions into the water supply. AgForce has launched legal proceedings to challenge the proposal. They will be back in court in August to seek federal judicial review of the 2022 decision. While he is happy with the weekend's 56-10 victory, the Toowoomba Valleys coach says there is still room for improvement. The Valleys claimed their first win of the year on Sunday, sitting sixth on the ladder after beating the Souths. Coach Matthew Schilt says the team did lose control at some points.
10 minutes in the first half and a little bit of a lapse in the second half where, you know, the game was probably beyond doubt, but we've got to keep that mentality going for the whole 80 minutes.